Let's try that again. That's good testament out of Mesechet Brachot. Third line. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Kol misaper acharei ha-meit, ki ilu misaper acharei ha-eben. Saying something about someone who has died is like talking about a rock, because he frankly couldn't care less. Ikere amri de lo yadet. Some learn that that means that they are not aware. Ikere amri de yadet ve lo yichpat lehu. Others learn that they may be aware in terms of the discussion that we had earlier, but it doesn't make the slightest bit of difference. Amy, is that true though, that it makes no difference that one says something about a mate? Ve'omer of Papa, Chad Ishtoi Milta Batrei de Mar Shmuel Ve'nafal Kani Mitlala U'Baza La'ar Nekademuche? Was there a story where somebody said something about Mar Shmuel at the funeral, and a tile fell off of a roof, it just happened to smash his skull in. So apparently, Shmuel must have been upset about it if they were punishing this guy like this. No, that's different. That's not because Shmuel would have necessarily cared or was even aware, but rather because that's a din in the kvod of Talmidei Chachamim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is toveya the kavod, because of the kavod HaTorah. Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Kolom Misaper, Achar bin Tatan Shal Tamidei Chachamin Nofel Begehinom. They point out that before it said Misaper Achrei HaMeit, here it says Achar bin Tatan, to indicate that there's, at least most learned, that it doesn't mean literally at the funeral, Achrei bin Tatan, but since we said before that Tamidei Chachamim are Kruim Chaim, even B'Sha'ar, that they're Metim, we view them always as being slumbering, so to speak, on their bed. Which is talking about anyone. Others learn mitatan relates to the sugya very profoundly. You notice that the posik that we bring is hamatim al kalkalotam. It can't be a coincidence, we're just saying mitatan. So they learn misaper achar mitatan means about the way to be mate. In other words, you'll note that people always have their opinions about it. Well, yes, he might have been, a great Talmid Chacham. And by the way, this is not only Achar Mitatam, it's even Achar Mitatam. So yeah, he's a big Talmid Chacham, but he's a ganav. But he doesn't treat people nicely. So in other words, they're mate. So, we can look at it this way, which is sort of a shikul. So they're going to make the shikul about this person overall. So there it says, Hamatim Akalkalotam, Yolichem Hashem et Poale Ha'aven, Shalom Yisrael. So what does this mean? That Hamatim Akalkalotam, Rashi has a beautiful pirush. They are attempt to be mated. The pasuk before says, Heitiva Hashem Letovim. We have a sense that some people are good. The good people may have done bad things. So they say, he's a good guy, but... And so we're going to look at that but, and we're going to now be mate with my screw up akalkalota, my screwed up values, is one way, or the akalkalot that this individual did, throw it on the scale to make it that he's no good. Then yolichem Hashem et po'aliyah, then shalom Yisrael, meaning afilu b'shash, shalom Yisrael, even when this person's already dead, so shalom Yisrael, nothing to discuss anymore. He's not going to cause a fight, he's not going to fight. Nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take such individuals who like to use their judgment, and Yolichem Hashem et Po'alei Ha'aved, he will take them with the evildoers straight to hell. The other way of understanding it is shalom Yisrael, even when this person who spoke that way was someone who would have been roi not to be in Gehenna, would be shalom Yisrael. Nonetheless, Yolichem Hashem et Po'alei Ha'aven, because this is one of the finer sports of the Jewish people. It might be worthwhile for this to be taken a little more seriously.
This is talking about someone, but Omer Dover saying that's something else.
Yeah, well, this is trying to change the way in which the person's life would be measured. And this, if according to this pshat, the question of pshat Amatim HaKalkalotam, you take a look at Rashi and Tehillim. Amatim HaKalkalotam, people who insist on spreading their perversions among people. So they're gonna get things to go their way. The derech HaKalkalot, not the lashon of Hataya, which by the way I said some learned mitatan shel Talmidei Chachamim actually means that Hataya. So, okay, that would be the partial way of learning. Here we're learning it that it's a way of, if this is the right shot, the next piece of the Gemara fits in perfectly, because so let's say, you know this guy, you see this guy coming out of a whorehouse, what are you going to say about him? You know for a fact, so you're going to, that already is the, I mean, why should I be mata his al-kalkalos and throw it on him? No, al-tahrir akharav bayom, shema azat teshuvah, you have no right to judge the person by this. Okay, so fine, so he did something wrong, so therefore you're going to now judge him. He did tshuva, probably. Shema zagadaydach. Elavada has a tshuva. There's a chazak on him that he definitely has a tshuva. No, the morning after, the night before, I'm not ready. So his stomach is okay by now. Vahani milei dvarim shebegufo. That's only if it doesn't involve financial issues. It involves financial issues.
That's serious.
That's serious. I mean, if we're talking about Momo knows, then I mean, look, as long as he doesn't take care of what he did wrong, I mean, he was embezzling funds. As long as he doesn't return the embezzled funds, I mean, I'm not going to say vada yas tshuva. The tshuva includes being mitaken what he did. V'yomar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Now that we're talking about the tvi'ah on kvot talmidei chachamim, it was Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi who began with the kol misaper acharim mitatam shel talmidei chachamim. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi said, "There's 24 places that we find in the Mishnah." In which Beit Din would be minadim al kvod harav. And those 24 examples, I'm talking about 24 examples in the Mishnah. Kulam shanino v'mishnatenu. Rabbi Elazar said, huh? Where's that? Eicha. Amalei, let's make it a treasure hunt. Go out and find them. Let's go ahead and find them. So notfak dak v'eshkach, he found three things. Now, what Rabbi Elazar assumed was that Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi was speaking about sets. In other words, that he is defining not 24 events, but the 24 types of events where we can give a list, like the Rambam gives in the 24 inyonim that you're menada on, different inyonim, on particular cases. So in terms of his analysis, he wasn't looking for casework. He was looking for ways to define what the issue was. And he came up with three issues. Nafak dak v'yeshkach tlat. He went out and he found three things. And what were they? This is a little bit out of order. It should say first, ha-misaper achar mitatan shel talmidei chachamim, ha-mizalzel b'netilat yadayim, and ha-megis da'ato klapei mala. So he said, one of them was indeed what Rabbi Elazar mentioned before, someone who speaks badly of a Talmid Chacham. The other is someone who's mizalzel in a tilat yadayim, and the other one is someone who speaks with some chutzpah klapei mala. Okay, what are these? Where did he find it? Hamisaper achar mitatan shel talmidei chachamim mayi. That's not. This was the Mishnah in Idiot, where it says, "Hu haya omer, ein mashkin lo et hagioret v'lo hamishuchreret." So Akavya ben Mahalalel said, when it comes to, he was made, that when it comes to the Din of Seter, we do not do a Vedikat Meisota when we're talking about a Gioret and a Meshuchreret. Whereas the Chachamim say, no, we are. We are Brulo. And they said to him, I mean, don't you know there was a Meisa with this Karkamit, a Shivcha Meshuchreret, Yerushalayim, and she was a Sota. Vishkua Shmayav Avtayana, Shmayav Avtayana, they can argue on them. The Omar Lahem, so Akavya told them, Dugma Ishkua, sure. They're people like her, because they also were from Gerim, so they came from Sancheriv. So he spoke about them in a zilzu. Viniduhu, they put him into Nidui, made Beniduyo, we never apologized, was mitaken what he did, and Beit Din saklu, Beit Din and Arono, they went and they were misakel with stones, says Ori. Mizalzom natilat yadayim, what was that, Maisa? V'tanom, Rabbi Yehuda. Continuation, that same Mishnah is, that Rabbi Yehuda says, what are you, crazy? Chas v'sholom, shakadet and malal and nada, that's the most crazy thing I've ever heard. Ein azaran ninelat al kol adam yisrael b'chukmah, u'betara, u'beirat chet, ki agav yamen malal. when all of Klal Yisrael came together to bring their Korban Pesach in the Azara, they would close the doors when it's filled, just to prevent overcrowding. And they would have three different cycles to bring the Korban Pesach. So they would close the doors, and so there's a 500,000 people in there. There wasn't one person that came up to somebody like a Kavi ben Malala. You're telling me they put him into Nidoy. That's outrageous. I know what you're getting mixed up. There was a Maisa then with, indeed, with this, the same time they were taking the Idyas. There was a story where they were Menadeh Elazar ben Chanok, that he was Mifakfek Benitilat Yadayim, and he never accepted the Takana. From which we learn in general, and didn't try to get out of his nidui. So meanwhile, from the back and forth, we can learn that there's two sons. Nitilat Yadayim is a particular suga that we were remarked, and the other one is Misapra Achrei Mitatam, because had he said this thing and so on about the Shmaya Vaftarion, then indeed they would have put him into Nidui. Some learned that he was Mefarish Dugma Yishkua as meaning he created a model of the Meisaita, which wasn't really Meisaita, in order to scare her psychologically. Not that Dugma, the people who were Dugma, were Yishkua.
Almost like Midravonan, that they should scare that even in the time Midravonan, they wouldn't have done it. Do make sure
what?
As if Akavi Magal said that really, yeah. Midravonan, they wouldn't have done it. But they did it.
He's saying they did it exactly. They pretended it was Meisaita. They didn't really put in the Megillah of Meisaita, because you can't erase the shame of that. So they pretended it was Meisaita. They gave it nothing to do with Shmaya Vatalia. They say the whole thing is a mistake.
But aren't they saying that the Shmaya Vatalia is doing it, or?
Yes, but Shmaya Vatalia only were trying to get the woman to fess up, or to, that they would become clear what her didn't want.
So why was he putting
He wasn't. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Chas v'shalom, you misunderstood the whole Maisa. That wasn't the Maisa. But meanwhile, we do, had that been the Maisa, meanwhile, Rabbi Loz says, okay, that's one. So what category is that? That's somebody who's Besapra Acharmi Tatam Shal Tamir Echachami. The other one has been Mizalzim Nitzilat Yadayim. The third one is also somebody who speaks with Chutzpah Klapei Mala. Where do you see that in the Mishnah? Titznan Shalach Lo Shimon Ben Shetach Efter Choni HaMagel made such a fuss, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't like, that's not called rain by me. You want to give me rain, then give me decent rain. And then it starts pouring like crazy. I didn't ask that guy the rain. I want nice rain, gentle rain. And so until finally he gets exactly what he wants. So Shimon ben Shetach hears the story and says to him, the truth is, Tzarich Atali Hitnadot. I mean, anybody else, we would have put him in the Nidui. But, what am I supposed to do? If you wouldn't be phony, I would have put you into Nidui. But my, I said, what am I supposed to do? I mean, God lets you get away with anything. It's like a kid drives his father crazy. His father's trying to do some work. They get saying, and the full gear of this is, and he says, bring me a cup of water. Bring me a cup of water. I want a cookie with a cup of water. Tell me a story. And the father keeps giving into it. So it's the same thing over here. And the Oselo Ritzona, V'alecha Katuv Omer Yismach Avicha V'imecha V'togel Yoladatcha. So therefore, we see from here, meanwhile, though, if it hadn't been Choni, who had this special relationship, so then being made Yisdato Klapi Mal, indeed, if you wouldn't have been Choni, I would have put you into Cherem, into Nidui. So that means we have now three categories. But I don't see anything else. I went over all of the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. I couldn't find one thing besides these. You said it's 24. So come on, wait a minute. We know of others, but Tuleka. How about the story about Tudus Ishromi? Rabbi Yosef has in a brisa, Tudus Ishromi. He had the people in Rome eat gedim that had been broiled the way you would broil. Actually, it's a shaila whether it was literally the way that you would broil it at Korban Pesach. Chazal asked to eat things that were made. Mekulasim means you put it on a spit and you have the innards surrounding the the animal itself, which is the way that the Korban Pesach was done. He didn't want people to think that we were bringing a Korban Pesach and eating Kachim Bachutz and so on. And he ignored that, and he was minding in Rome to do that. There's different ways of understanding. Did he call it a Pesach? Sometimes that was the problem, but really it was on a barbecue. It wasn't on a spit. There's a machlokus of exactly what the Hakpada was. But in any event, what's important to us here is that Shimon ben Shetach sent him, you know, Ilmolei Tudusat, that's another one of these exclusions. We've got a lot of exclusions, starting with Rabbi Gamliel, and the whole parakas is about exclusions. But anyway, if you wouldn't be Tudus, then I would have put you into Chayr, into Nidri, Shata Bachilat Yisrael, Kachim Bachutz. But anyway, here's another example. How come he only found three? What do you mean? Because Rabbi Yeshua maybe said in the Mishnah and the Brisa, maybe I could find dozens in the Brisa. He said there's 24 cases b'mishnatenu, and I only found three. And that was the challenge of the treasure hunt, was to find 24. So, I don't know what he's talking about. Mishnatenu coming in. Well, Brisa, this is a Brisa. Ah, but even the Mishnah, we came up with another one. How come you couldn't figure out this one? How about this Mishnah? Ha'ikad, it's none. This is the famous Bicep Tanur Shalachnai, right? Chotchu Chuliyot, the famous story of Reb Eliezer, when Reb Eliezer refused to accept the das that the Tanur was Tame. So the halacha is that a Tanur, of course in those days a Tanur was made out of Cheres. So any Kli Cheres, you cannot be Matirat except by breaking it. So the question is, what if you slice through the Tanur? You make it into a Chuliyot, into various pieces. And then you can glue them together, you put hold, but it's still usable. But you no longer have a baked kli cheres that is functional the way it was. So Rebbe Eliezer Tainet is considered to be broken. It's no longer makabel tuma. And the chachamim were metame. And there was a whole story where he tried to bring a raya from the stream that will bang the walls of the Beit HaKnesset. Whole business in which they said that's not an intelligent way to bring a raya. You know, you want to discuss it, we could discuss it. Doing miracles is really not very impressive to us. And anyway, so in the end, he wouldn't accept it. And this is the case of the Tanur Shel Achnai. Why do they call it an Achnai, a python? Is that they wrapped it around like a python. And there was no way to get close to it.
Wrapped the oven around.
So to speak, there are arguments around. It was like dangerous already.
Oh, it's not somebody's name.
No.
I thought it looked like coils when you sound.
That's the parsha. But why do we call it Tanur Shel Achnai? Because it was conceptually an Achnai.
What that looks like?
No, they wrapped it. It was a snake ready to swallow you up alive. There was no way to argue with them.
Yeah.
They just closed the door to further argument on this. And Oto Ayom Eviu. Kol Taharot Shetiyeh Reb Eliezer V'Sorfum Lefanav. They went ahead, and in order, because, I mean, he wouldn't accept the halacha, so they went ahead, and they were metame, everything that he had been metahir, and they burnt it in front of him, and in the end, they were mevorechim, which means that they put him into nidui. So there's a case in the Mishnah, where someone was put into nidui, for rejection of the dots of the robe. So I make that another category. Yeah, but wait a second. The part about the nidui isn't in the Mishnah. The part about the nidui is in the Brisa. It just says, Zel Tanur Shel Achnai, to remind you. But if you don't know the Brisa, you wouldn't know that he was benidui. So what is he talking about? I mean, why did Rabbi Yeshua maybe say 24 places? 24 places? Hey, Chamash Kakasla, Rabbi Yeshua, maybe Medam Milsa Milsa. Point over here is, we're not talking about 24 categories. What Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi wanted him to do is to find all of the cases that would have been included, but for which we don't have information that they were menada, but that actually were clearly a violation of Kvod HaRav, either in the way someone spoke or in the way he argued or how he didn't accept halacha, or whatever it is. There he says, you'll find 24 such cases. They're not categories, on the contrary. Because I'm telling you that it's covered a rav. That's the category. Now go find 24 cases. So he simply was out looking for the wrong treasure. Rebbe Elazar, Lamadama Milzala Milzi. He wasn't looking for cases and saying, okay, this one would be such a case. He wanted a case where the Mishnah said that there was a need doing that. He only found three.
So are there?
Go out and find me. That's your homework. Go through Shisha Sagrimish.
Okay.
What happened?
Why are you
not listening? Sorry. Give me your cell phone. We'll bemodia you. But it's all right. We still have most of the daf ahead of us. Tana Rabbani. Ein motzi'in et hamet samuch l'kriyat shema. So now we got back into the Mishnah here after going through the sugyas of being thrown out of your house, whether the mason know anything, and so on and so forth. We're back now after the funeral for the next funeral. And the question is, when do we take out the mace? Because we see.
Did we say no se hamita?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now.
Oh.
I'm in the middle of saying that. I'm just taking my time about it.
Oh.
It takes a while. So the next, because the Mishnah says that we get into a problem of Kriyat Shema at a funeral, because if you're going to be Isaac and Mitzvah, you're going to end up missing Zman Kriyat Shema. So therefore, says now the Braisa, Tana Rabbanan, Ein Motzi'in Et HaMeit Samuch L'Kriyat Shema. The thing to do is to avoid the problem. So don't make the funeral at the time of Zman Kriyat Shema. That way we won't have to be faced with the question of determining what to do. Okay, once you already started with the Mishnah, then of course we're back to where we were. So Ein Mafsikim, we're not suggesting that we should throw out the din of Isaac B'mitzvah. We're just saying, if you didn't start the mitzvah yet, so then you're not yet an Isaac B'mitzvah or a Torah. Is this true, though? Rabbi Yosef, when he was nifter of Kru Samuch L'Kriyat Shema, they made the Levaya first thing in the morning, and it was before Kru. By the way, when I say the morning, there is indeed a machlokas, whether this applies to the evening as well. Some taina, that the Zman of Kriyat Shema Be'erev is not tight the way it is in the morning. And therefore, since we passed like Rebbe Gamliel, and therefore there's no hakpada. It's only a din of zrizus or lachatchila to read immediately at the Tzeta Kochavim. So there's no hakpada in making a levaya at Tzeta Kochavim. And we're only talking about the morning Kriyat Shema. So Rav Yosef, who had died during the night, he was taken out to his levaya in the morning, and it was Samach L'Kriyat Shema. No, Adam Chashev Shiny, and Adam Chashev is different over there. It's not proper to leave him waiting for anything. And so there already becomes a pagia in him. It's interesting that Beis Yosef says, we don't have people that Chashev in our generation. That's the way he puts it. So.
Is it smooth to get to the earliest to possible
beginning.
Time?
Yeah.
Not at the end of the year,
right. Correct.
To
right. In other words, if you give people enough time at the beginning, it was Man Kriyat Shema. But you can assume that most people have already done, and then you can start.
But that was their responsibility to...
Correct. Shilifnei amita v'shila achar mita. Tanarabona. We've been talking about the Levaya itself. We never spoke about the Hesped. How about b'shas Hesped? And what do you do then? Sometimes those Hespedim can go on for hours, you know? So the Shaila is the two types of Hespedim. There's Hespedim in which the meat of the mate is there, and sometimes there's hespedim where the mate hasn't been brought yet, time or whatever. So there's actually two different halachot. Tana Rabbana, ha'oskim behesped, bizman sha'meit mutal lifnehem, when the mate is actually there, then they cannot interrupt the hesped, and each individual should go out as an individual, nishbatim echad echad, the Korean and come back in, and that way they're not mafsik anything. Because that's already a mitzvah directly in the Kavod HaMeit. But if Ein HaMeit Mutal Lifneihem, so if the mate is not there, then already they can have a break in the Hespedim, they go back to the Hespedim. It's not being mezalzel in the mate to leave the mate there while they're, I mean, that would be a zilzel. Okay, see you later, we'll go out, we'll do our things, because the living are busy, you know. And we'll get back to taking care of the poor later tonight. That we're not going to do. If the mate isn't there, then our only problem is the Onen himself, because he can't join us in the tefillah. So there, nonetheless, the Onen stays there and doesn't say Kriyat Shema. Actually, this is how we pass it. There's a Ravid that says that it doesn't have to be domain. I mean, he could learn it and turn it. It could be like learning. There's no isser in him reading from the Torah. But actually, the other Rishonim argue and say that no, it would be a pagam in the covet of the base. No, it's because the point over here is that obviously he's not doing anything. He's just going to be sitting there. So Bishleima, the onain, whose Torah tier to the mitzvah where he's working on it and so on. Okay, I understand that, but over here he's going to sit there. Everybody else is going to say Kriyat Shema. I mean, what? At least he could do something. So from here, actually, Benny was trying to bring the riot. He shouldn't do anything. No, he's your Sheva Domeim. Heim omdimu mitpavolim, evu omedu matzdik alav et adin. And he should say tzidduk adin when other people are being mitpalel. And part of his tzidduk adin is to accept the fact that whatever he's got, he's deserved worse. And he says, Ribono olamim, harbei chatati lefanecha, v'lo nifrata mimeni echad minei elav. You didn't pay me back one out of a thousand of the things I've deserved. Yiratzom nefanecha Hashem Elokeinu, shetigdor pritzotenu pritzot kolam chabet Yisrael barachamim. Omer Abaye, that's not a good idea. Not a good idea at all. Lo mi boi leilinish lamei marach, a person should never open his mouth that way. The Omer of Reb Shimon ben Lakish, v'chein tana mishmei the Reb Yossi, lo lam al yiftach Adam Eve le Satan. A person should never be poteach pe le Satan. What are you going to say? You know, God, you never paid me back for any of those things that I did. I mean, that's real. Any of those things? Hey, what's he talking about, man? Bring out the records. Let's check up on this a little bit. So that's not a wise way to talk. And there's a riot in a pasuk on Rav Yosef Aikra. Shenemar, people's response to the matzah at the churban is kimat kistoma. You know, I mean, this place has been turned upside down. Sure enough, the next pasuk says shimudva Hashem ktsinei stone. You want to compare yourself to stone? Officers of stone, stand up, please. You know, you define things for yourself. So therefore, tzidduk adin does not include I deserve much worse than I got. Kavur tamet
because.
Sorry.
Nobody said both. Kidmat Kistomayino.
Yes, but he's reporting there. He's saying Kidmat Kistomayino as a person living in this matzah. So the Novi then speaks to them. B'shem Hashem. Shimud v'Hashem katzinei zdom. Kavruot amet v'chazru. The Mishnah was mashma that what we should do is not begin if we can't finish. Meaning finish the whole thing. I mean that. Which doesn't make much sense, but first of all, you'd be Yotzei Kriyat Shema. We saw Rebbe was Yotzei Kriyat Shema with one blessing. So why would I have to say the whole thing? If I can't do the whole thing, I shouldn't do anything. What would be the logic in that? The Mishnah is saying, Im yecholim la'chiv l'gmart kula, dafka to finish everything? Then in, ava, perek echad, o pasuk echad, lo, there's no point in reading the first perek, or even one blessing. V'raminu, doesn't it say, b'feirush, in the Braita that kavruat amet v'chazru im yecholim la'atchil v'legmor afilu perek echad o pasuk echad. So how come in the Mishnah doesn't say that? No, that's what it means. Afinami ka'omar im yecholim la'atchil v'legmor doesn't mean legmor kol kriyat shema afilu perek echad or afilu pasuk echad ad shelo yagil l'shura yatchilu v'im la'av lo yatchilu. It's fascinating that some of the Rishonim will learn. About an amazing way of learning the Gemara. That indeed, if you had enough time to read one pasuk, and you started the pasuk, now you don't interrupt. Mm-hmm. Because now you are being Isaac ben Mitzvah. There's no need to be Matzik the Kriyat Shema. In other words, to say like this, we understand that you're in the middle of being Isaac and a Mitzvah. If you can be Mekayim another Mitzvah, so why should you be Mekayim the other Mitzvah? It's not your business to work out whether afterwards you're going to be able to get back to this Mitzvah or not. That's not the thing. So if you can't do the mitzvah now, because you're in the middle of being Isaac with the maids, fine, then don't do the mitzvah. Go continue Isaac with the maids. But once you start, and what you did is a mitzvah, well, why do you have to mount the creation? Now don't go back to the maids.
Is it because you miscalculated how much time you
No,
have?
It's not because you missed. You're not before you have to calculate. The Shaila is right now. Is your Isaac in the... Right now I have to look at it as we explain the sheet of the Ra'ah. I'm being Isaac in the Kavanah Mace. So now my question is, as an Isaac in Kavanah Mace, I cannot lose any of that time. Okay, so now I only have 3 seconds. Can I do the first pasuk in 3 seconds? No, don't do it. How about if you have 10 seconds? Oh, I got 10 seconds. Can I do it? Okay, so do it. Oh, now what do? You finish the first pasuk? Well, now I'm really grateful. I'm going to go back to the Mace. And now I'm in the next mitzvah, right? So it's each circumstance. We're not juggling the chashivut of the mitzvahs. We're juggling the esek in the mitzvah. So insofar as you can't be esek in the mitzvah, that's a brilliant way of seeing it. Insofar as you can't be esek in another mitzvah because you're busy in this mitzvah, you don't have the time to be esek in the other. But once you start being esek in the other mitzvah, because this mitzvah allowed you that esek, who should stop this one and go back to the other one? Mm-hmm.
So then what would be, why would say parakechot or pasuk? According to that, even if you do one pasuk, then you should do a pasuk and continue.
That's true, but you need to first know whether you have time to do that pasuk.
Of even one pasuk?
Yeah.
But you always have a pasuk, more time for a pasuk than for a parak, so why would they...
Oh, you're saying, why bring a parak? That's a beautiful, beautiful question. That's a very beautiful question. But I mean, I don't know that it's that much better even without your question. Yeah. I'm saying, even according to the other Rishonim, I mean, they say the same thing. I mean, if you have time for parak, you have time for pasuk. That might just be saying, parak yachad b'shitas Rabbi Akiva, or pasuk yachad b'shitas Rabbi Meir. It's probably the way we'd have to answer anyway. Ha'omdim b'shurah, so remember the Mishnah says, those people who are on the inside of the shurah, they're going to be seeing the actual Avelim that are passing by, and the Avelim will hear them being Menachem, so they're busy in the mitzvah. Those who are behind, the Avel won't see. So shurah ha'ro'ah p'nima, ptura, v'she'ein ha'ro'ah p'nima chayev, Rabbi Yudomer, in general, ha'ba'im machmat ha'avel p'turim, machmat atzmam chayavim, bystanders who are just rubbernecking are not potter from doing mitzvahs. Yeah. Even if in the context of their rubbernecking, you could say there's some esek in a mitzvah involved. Now this is interesting, because there's some discussion whether Rabbi Yehuda going back on the last part or on the first part? In other words, he's saying, she'ein haro pnima is chayevas unless they're rubbernecking? Or sure, Roe Pnima is Ptura, even if they're rubbernecking. We're not talking about that. But, I mean, even though they can't see the Avel, they're doing a mitzvah. But not if they're rubbernecking. But if the, so in other words, the question over here may be dependent. This is my focus of Poskim. It may be dependent on how to understand precisely what the Chiyuv is. There's some who learned, the Rambam, for instance, learns a specific Chiyuv of being Menachem Avelim. So the Rabbanon were geyser various activities, all of which are fundamentally based on Habidei Melei, in Mahakadosh Baruch Hu, it's Menachem Avelim, Kachatati Menachem Avelim. But there was a specific takana, and the Rambam lists takanas that the Rabbanon said, this is what it includes, you should do this, you should do that, you should do this, right? So if that's the case, then by definition, you're doing something. I mean, the fact that you came here to rubberneck, that's fine, but lemaisa, you're a big Menachem Avelim. If, however, you learn, as other Rishonim do, that the Chiyuv comes directly from the mitzvah of Havidei Melech, v'halachta bidrachav, then the fact that while you're rubbernecking, you're doing an act which someone else may appreciate, has nothing to do with the mitzvah. It's a good deed, maybe. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be acting consonantly with the Midas Hashem. You have no interest in doing that mitzvah, and that mitzvah is not being done. Because the esek in that mitzvah demands not a physical activity, but rather the stance that draws that physical activity out. So according to that, you wouldn't be yotzei b'chlal. Rav Hutner Zatzal used to say that the mitzvah of Havei Domelo includes, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't Menachem Avelim because it says in a book to be Menachem Avelim, so too. Because it's a state of being. He meant it very seriously. Havei Domelo means be in that state of being, not in that state of action. So in that process of action, so therefore it would be nagia that machlokas, if there's a specific sibo in terms of the rabbonim, so then you could say that Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't have said that a rubbernecker is potter. Well, my is being Isaac and Amitzu. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rab. Now that we're on the issue of kavod, the kavod habriot in general, we get to the next question. Hamotzei kelayim bibigdo. Somebody's walking down Times Square and suddenly discovers that his clothes are kelayim. What does he do? He strips. Poshtan, afilu bishok. My taima, in chokhma ve'in tevuna ve'in etza neged Hashem. We have no respect for the individual if there's no geya zilzal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs kol makom sheyesh chilul Hashem ein cholkin kavod l'rav. Now there's big difference in the Rishonim how to learn this. The Rambam's gears apparently was different, and he saw this apparently had a gears that said bibigdei chavero, which means you go strip your friend. Now that's a little bit more dicey in the middle of Times Square. And the Rosh says, very interesting, says, again, now, what if somebody else is wearing kelayim? The Rosh says, don't tell him.
So
he didn't have this.
Don't tell him?
Oh, what's the pshat? What's the pshat and don't tell him? So there's a lot of discussion. What would be the svara of the Rosh? So some learn, it's very simple. The pshat of a year is komakom sheish kevul Hashem. But since the person is not aware of what he's doing, it's not shy to say this is a zilzol neshem Hashem. Where's the zilzol? A chilul Hashem means where there's a rabbi says somebody's going out to shat nefesh to ignore a mitzvah Hashem. Of course, it has nothing to do with whether anybody else knows about it. That's bechlal a mistake about the chilul Hashem. So it means the person himself. Okay, so it's kol makom sheish kevul Hashem. Memela bishogeg, by definition, there's no issue of being mezalzel and kvod abrias. Because all it says over here, in other words, what does that mean? That me'ikar hadin, if it wouldn't be for chilul Hashem, kavod habriot would be more important than the mitzvah. And this is what the Rosh holds. So since he doesn't know, why should you tell him? Right? That's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is Reb Kivager, who wants to taina that it's nogea misasik. When a person is wearing something, he's not involved in wearing it. So if he's not aware of the fact that he's wearing kelayim, he's just being misasik in halicha with pegah that's bottled to his body. The kelayim is not an issue. So therefore, the shaila, he suggests the shaila that between the Rambam and the Rosh is whether the din of misasik is a general halakha in all mitzvahs, or whether it's a din dafkin kachim. So according to the Rambam, it's a din dafkin kachim, and memela, or we need melechas machshavas, which Shabbos and kachim are similar to each other. But if it's a regular mitzvah, what's the difference? So therefore, you'd have to take off his clothes, even though he's not involved in what he's doing. He's only a shogeg, not a misasik. Whereas the Rosh holds that he's a misasik. That's his approach. It's a big extension of the normal din of misasik. But in any event, it's interesting to know that there are two separate gersos here and two ways of responding. Meisvek kovru et hamet, and this is why we have now the sugya is all involved in our Kovruat Amet and how it is that we're knowing afterwards for some reason. We're going to have to figure out how that ties into our Kriyat Shema. So Kovruat Amet, v'chazru, v'lefeyem shtei drachim, achat Torah v'achat Tmeyad. And now they finished. The Avelim are walking home. And they choose a path that passes by Kvarot. And now some of the people were there, l'chvod, the Avelim are Kohanim. What should they do? Doesn't matter what they do. Ba b'tohora v'ayinimam b'tohora. Ba b'tmeya v'ayinimam b'tameya. Mishum kvodo. Even Kohanim follow him along the path that's tamei because of his honor. What do you mean because of his honor? Kavod habriyos. We're going to be docha the Yisr Tuma for Kohanim?
Whose honor
are we talking about? No. The Menachemim or yeah, or some of the people. Yeah. Kavod Avel here. Amai. Lema, Ein Chokhma, Ein Tvuna, and so on, the Neged Hashem. So how can we allow them to go just because the Avel happened to choose the wrong paths, and therefore what? Tirgama, Rabbi Abba. We're not talking about Echas Tameya, that there's a kever there. We're talking about achas tamea, that it passes by a beit apras. A beit apras is a field in which there had been a grave that was dug under, now plowed under. And there's definitely no significant whole skeletal remains. The chachamim were chayshish. Maybe there's an etzim the size of a kardasha, which is not matami ba'ohel. It would only be matami if you actually come in contact with it. Very small chances of that, but they answered anyway. Are going to go into this area. So legabe that issur derabbanan, we were matir the issur derabbanan mishum kvodo of the avel over here. The Amr of Yoram Shmuel min apeach adam beit apras v'holeir. We see that a person can go and blow away the upper layer to check whether there's an etzem there. This is talking about to bring a carbon pesach. And he can walk by it. Now, obviously, if he can do that, it can't be a very chomer dike isser. We're not going to rely on this type of gentle bedika to be semach on a diaraisa. So it must be that it's a derabbanan. Now, that doesn't mean that over here that you're being menafeach, obviously. Benogeir, the carbon pesach, remember, you have to be taught. So it's not the Rabbanan took off the tumah of the Beit HaPras. The Rabbanan said you can rely on this bedika to be tahor. So I walked. I'm still going to be tahor. Over here they allowed you to walk to the Beit HaPras and be tameh. But you're not doing the actual nifuah. I mean, wait, that would be great. The other 6 miles ahead, you know, you're going there. I could just see it. It's brilliant. It's amazing. V'yomer Rav Yehuda Barashi Mishmei Derav. Another raya that it's only Derabbanan is Beit HaPras Shenidash Tahor. If there's a path that's going over a Beit HaPras, people have been walking over it, and we can assume that any bone that would have been there would have been already grounded to the ground. Okay, so that doesn't prove anything, because there it's talking about a Derabbanan. We're talking about an Issur D'oraisa. Indeed, for an Issur Derabbanan, Kovad HaBrios, Derabbanan weren't goes. Tashma, V'yomer Rav Elazar Rav Yitzadok. Midalgi, who was a Kohen. Midalgina yino agabe aronot shametim v'krat malchei Yisrael. That what we used to do is we used to jump over these aronot when it was the only way to get over the, there was a Beit HaKvarot between our house and the highway, and when there was a royal procession, we would jump over the Kvarim in order to see the king. And in Lolikrat Malchei Yisrael, the Vadamru. El Afilu Likrat Malchei Akum. Because to see a Goyish king is a big deal. She im Yiske, Yavchin Ben Malchei Yisrael, Malchei Akum. Because if you're Zolcha to be Makabel Mashiach, you'll see the difference between that covet and this covet. And then you'll have a better sense of the nature of royalty. So in any event, by the way, because a Machlok is based on this, whether that implies that there's no din of Kavan Malachim Yikra Din. Does this mean the only reason to do this is because this way you will see the difference between the way people are Mechabed HaGoyish HaKim and the way that a Jewish king is for the Kavan? Mashman, that for the Kavan of the Melech alone, there's no such issue. But many are Medayik from a few places that that can't be true. First of all, Moshe Rabbeinu was told to be Noy Kavan with Pharaoh. By Tzaveo al Paro Melech Mitzrayim. It's a mitzvah. Kadosh Baruch Hu says you have to speak to him with Kavod because he's a Melech, Melechu. We find the same thing with Yaakov Avinu and Yosef, Indian of Kavod.
We don't want
Achav. Huh? He thought he was, saying those, the brothers, they thought he was a king. The other raya is from the Bronx. We're going to make a bracha to say, but there's no inyan really of kavan. To believe such a thing. So the simple understanding of the Gemara is that we're only explaining why to be medaleg al gabe aronot meitim. We're not explaining why to go see the queen. Of course, go see the queen. But here we're saying ad kedei kach to be rats on this level that you should be mizalzel in the various isurim. That we're not saying.
Does it include head of state, or is it strictly monarchy?
It would be a monarchy in which the most learned that in which the king has the power of life and death. The shaila is whether pardon is enough. Someone is a pardon. Shmachem, I says. But I'm saying that that's what the discussion revolves around. But he has to have the power of din on some level. Now the shaila is, how was he allowed to do this? He was a kohen. Lema ein chokma ve'ein tfuna ve'ein etzala neged Hashem. Since we're talking about a human covet over here, well, that's kid of Rava. The Amar Rava pointed out the truth is, you never really are going to be Matami a Kohen by jumping over a kever. Because, I mean, it's only if you've Dvar Torah oil, Kosh Yishpu Chalal Tefach, or Tetz Bifnei Atuma. What's the problem over here? If it's got a Chalal Tefach, so then it's going to be a Chatzitza Bifnei Atuma. It's only Shainbo Chalal Tefach, Eno Kosh Tetz Bifnei Atuma. Rovar Onot, Yishpam Chalal Tefach. Okay, so we have a Gezeira that don't expose a kohen to any kever, because you never know, maybe. So it will be machmer on it. Mishum kavod melachim, lo gazu l'rabbanan. And here they weren't gozer. Tosis has a whole problem with what about the golel, the dofek. I mean, there's areas that are mechubra to the kever, the stone, according to him. There's various shitas of what that is. All right, so he has to give a tziur where there's no golel, the dofek. We're talking about eights, or we're talking about that it was patuach menatzad. But in other words, given that the case over here was a kvarim that are not going to be metame. Also, some learn, why is it this a suffix tumor? It's a suffix derisor. So you don't know when we go through. And I say, partially, because obviously there were a lot of people that were jumping. So when you're a suffix tumor, we're just around it. There's about big shayla about that. That's a pressure. Does a kohen have a right to express himself to suffer to be surrounded by sveiko tar? Does he have a right, nonetheless, to be semech adat l'chadchila, since sveiko tar is not going to go and expose myself to that which would be sveiko tar? That's not so partial. What are we asking now?
What malachim was he running to see?
You'll have to ask the people who are the tourist guides here.
Was the Nasi, was it the Nasi of the Melech? Is that what you meant?
He was going to see a Geisha king. Hmm?
No. Why is he stuck? The Dalgim... It's in the historical recount. We were medalgim to see Malchus Yisrael.
Yes, Malchus Yisrael. Could be like at Rivers.
Exactly.
He's the Bucky. He's asking.
The Sadduk is in the Zman of Chorban. This is the next door after the Chorban.
Good question.
Good question indeed. Good question indeed. I didn't see anybody talking about it. Yeah, he was. I mean, he was awfully old at that point. With Tzaddik, I mean, could be with Lusberg. Tzaddik was also
Over Bar Mitzvah.
I'm saying,
yeah.
Tzaddik, the time of the Purban, Rav Tzaddik was already in a very advanced old age.
So then he was alive.
This could be his. This could be at the same time. Maybe it would be.
Yes, he could see a Roman Caesar when Malchus Yisrael was.
So I'm saying, he's saying maybe a Grievous about that type of thing.
Is that what you call the Melech Yisrael?
Maybe.
Could be. It's only 30 years before.
Okay. Interesting, Shaila. Toshma. Gadol Kavod Habriya said, this one you're going to have a hard time with. Here it says, Beferish. Gadol Kavod Habriya Shedolches Lotza Seshabat Torah. Here it says, Beferish. Bidaycha Loisa Sebedi Raisa. Don't start telling me we're only talking about Rabbanans over here. So why would somebody have to strip his begotten because they're kelayim? I mean, it says fairish not like that. Amai lema ain't chokma ve'ain't tuna ve'ain't etzala neged Hashem. How are you going to get away with this one? Oh, and I have to say, Tirgum Rav Bar Shva Kameder of Kana, it's talking about the lav of lotasur. Since it says in the Torah that lo tasur apia Torah asher yorucha, lo tasur min hadavar asher yagid alecha, yaminu smol, that's the law of the arise that it's talking about.
That is doch.
That is doch.
Only.
Yeah, only. Achikolei, they laughed at him. What kind of stupid answer is that? La de lo tasur is beferish, the arise. And how are you answering this? In other words, the parsha says that the Chachomim tell you a pshat. And they say, this is what the mitzvah means. So now you're going to say differently in order to avoid a situation of kavod. Let's say the Chachamim say that Shoratav even knows is Kelayim. Okay? So you'll say, no, it needs more than that. So I shouldn't have to strip off my begotten. So I'm only going to, so I'll be over on Lotosu. So the issue of Lotosu is not a diraisa. That is a diraisa. What did you gain by saying it's something that the Chachonim are going to be mazbir, some of them what? But it's still a diraisa. Omrif Kana. Listen here, gentlemen. He's a great man. He says a pshat. He knows what he's talking about. Don't start laughing. Let's understand what he means. What your mistake is that you're assuming that the lav of lotasur is only nogea a pirush of what the mitzvah in the Torah is. But let's say the rabbanan create an iser. Clearly not as a definition of the Torah. So it's a gezeira, a mishmeret, it's a takana. That is also samuch on lotasur. However, the mocker of the yisur is a derabbanan. That's what he means. It's deicha lotasesha b'torah, meaning that be'etzim it's included in lotasur, but since it's only derabbanan, it will be deicha. Now this became, I'm sure you're aware, major, major centerpiece in the machlokas between the Ramban and the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot as to whether Lotasur applies to a Ramban. The Ramban tain is on the Rambam. Rambam holds that anyone who goes against a Takana Rabban is over on Lotasur, and he includes that in the mitzvah of Lotasur. To which the Ramban attacks him violently from all types of directions. So according to that, so in other words, so there can't be such a thing as Safek Derabbanan Lekulam, because every Safek Derabbanan is really the Raisa, because it's always going to be a Lotasur. So how could there be a difference? And how about this Gemara? The Gemara says that they were laughing at him because they thought he really meant Lotasur. Then we explained to them, no, it's really Derabbanan. So it's an Esmarta Lotasur. It's a really Lotasur. I said, what are you saying? All kinds of discussions, like, so what, indeed, what does the Rambam mean? And it's a really crazy pshat in the Rambam. Yeah, when the Rambam holds it, the Rabbonim inserted into their takana the fact that if it would be a zilzal in the covenant of a person, then they're not going to create the takana, so therefore you can now say that that lotasur, since it was included in the original, crazy things like that. It's one of the more fruitful Achronish Torah issues. The truth is, however, that there's not really a problem with the Rambam. Because remember that Lotasur, the way the Rambam understands it, is connected to the din of Merida. Right? That's why he brings the whole list from Hilchos Mamrin. So the question is, the only time that you're going to be over on Lotasur is if you refuse to accept a takan drabona. For instance, in other words, if you, let's say, b'shogeg, is a child is a shogeg and a rabona. No, by definition not. Because the answer is, do not ignore what the rabona time. I didn't even realize it. What do you mean, ignore? I'm not ignoring anything. I had no intention of doing anything against them. So here the shayla is, the guy's not stripping in Times Square. It has nothing to do with his ignoring the rabona. It has to do with the fact he doesn't feel like stripping in the middle of Times Square. They didn't tell him, strip in the middle of Times Square. They said that there's Isurim that maybe is a drabonet that could climb, right? Okay, so fine. I mean, that's you're going to tell me that indeed is Takadoka and Lotus Sashur. So we find, for instance, that there's Dinamuks on Shabbos. You're allowed to move stones on Shabbos? No. Suppose you go to the bathroom out in the field. You're allowed to move stones to clean yourself? Yes. What about the Yisra Mubsa? It got to cover up Rias. So what that means is the Rabbanan had to include in the original Takana Mubsa, except someone who needs a bathroom out in the middle of the field. You don't have to say that. That's included in the non-Hagat, the Rabbanan. Why should we be Mamami Dvarenu Keneged cover up Rias if the whole thing anyway is a Takana? Nobody is being Mizazal in the Rabbanan. So there the cover up Rias, of course, becomes essential. Adarabba. What you can find is that it's a riot to the Rambam. Because why was everybody laughing at him? Understand, what was going on? The Ramban uses it as a riot against. But you get tired of the Rambam that if anything he's saying it's lois it really was the lois hashasher b'Torah, that was the mistake. Then indeed it includes the Rabbanan and Afalpikin will be doichal lois hashasher and it won't be a question. There was a serious problem between them. You understand? They were learning like the way to see. The Rambam said they were learning like the Rambam, so they laughed at him. That if you would say what I say, that the din is that the Siddur is like any other Isser. So let's say, wait, Rambam is laughing at me. What, you claim Lo Tasser includes the Rabbanan? So what nafkamina could there be in a Suffolk theorizer, Suffolk Rabbanan? And why would there be a difference, Bichlal, in being Mizalza to the Eraisa Rabbanan? There's no such thing as the Rabbanan. Every Rabbanan is the Eraisa. So they laughed at him. It's a mitzvah the Eraisa, Lo Tasser. To which he answered, it remains a Rabbanan. They're masmik, the kayak of the Rabbanan. Not masmik in terms of esmakta. The kayak of the Rabbanan leans on the Yisrael Lotasur. And that exactly was the conversation in the Gemara. So if anything on the contrary, it works out better. The way I'm learning than the way you're learning. Okay. And anyway, it's a really fascinating sugya. It's a lot of implications. Toshma. V'hitalamta mehen. Okay, so the Torah says, if you happen to be walking around, lo tiret shor achicho, tseyon nidachim, v'hitalamta mehen, you can't pretend you don't see them. You have to go ahead, you have to bring them back. Hashem tashiv. Okay. Since it says v'hitalamta, as if it's a positive thing, v'hitalamta, it's saying, yes, v'hitalamta mehen, if you see your friend's wallet, ignore it. What could that mean? Indeed, there are times in which you should ignore it. So let's say he's a Kohen, and the wallet's in the Beit HaKvarot. It was referring to an animal there, not a wallet. It's Shor HaSeyot. Or he's a Zokein, Veino HaFikvot. He's not the kind of guy who generally fights with a Chamor on the street. You know, that the servants take care of. You know, there's nobody around now. Oh, Shai Tamalak Tomeruba, Mishal Chaveron. Maybe it's going to cost him more. I mean, because he's making $300 an hour, and this chamor isn't even worth the $40. He's going to spend a half an hour getting this chamor back. It's really not a financially viable arrangement. So in all of these cases, l'kach ne'amar v'italanta. There are times in which you should just ignore it, let somebody else take care of it. Why? Why should we take anything into consideration? What do you mean it's not your covet? Who cares about your covet? This is a mitzvah given by the Lord. So we should say, Ein chokhma v'ein tvuna v'ein etzal neged Hashem. I understand. What kind of stupid question is that? It says, but that's because the Torah went out of its way to say that you should be mitalam. No, if anything, the opposite. I mean, it says mitalamta. I'm asking, why doesn't that become the model? If the Torah tells you mitalamta, so okay, so you see the Torah holds that a zarkinism, a fikvodo, is not mechuyav in a mitzvah. The same thing should be true for anybody in the middle of Times Square. It's not a fikvodo to take off his clothing. It says the Gemara, "Ein afinami," but isura mimamono lo yafina. You can't learn out a model that's given in terms of dinim of financial laws to dinim that are directly mitzvahs. It always has different hagdoras, the chiyuvim of mammon and the chiyuvim of isurin. Okay, so how about this? No, how about not this? Because this is a little bit... You mind? Should we continue? It's okay. Or, yeah, except that this is a little bit... we need a little bit of background for it. But if you don't mind, it's fine. Toshma. How about this case? This is a drasha we've discussed many, many times. This revolves around the story of the pasuk in by a nazir. It says, Kol yemei nizro l'Hashem al kol nafshot meit lo yavo. He's not allowed to be metame to anybody. And then gives a list. Aviv, Imol, Achoto, so on, Lo Yitama, which is a completely redundant. You said you can't be Madame Danima, Al Nefesh Meit Lo Yavo. So obviously it includes any Nefesh Meit. Why do you say this? So the Sifra darshans each one of those words separately, not to tell me the thing about the Nuz, but to tell me the implications. So it goes like this. Suppose this guy is a Nazir, he's walking along, they tell him he has to be Madame for his father. Okay? No, la aviv, la yitama. Okay, but we know that. So what about if they tell him, but there's a mate mitzvah. We need your help. Oh, Lavivu delo yitama. But what make mitzvah should be bitama. So it's coming to tell me the opposite. It's coming to tell me the heter for make mitzvah. Why does it say li'imo? What if he's also a kohen? And he's also a nazir. So therefore it says he should not be betavi to his mother. Ah, to his mother not, but to a make mitzvah, yes. So we're doing for two things. How about if he's a kohen gadol and a nazir? Yeah, it says lachiv lo yitama. But for the make mitzvah, yeah. But what do you do with the achoto? That's the shayla. How far can we go? We've already got the nazir, the kohen, the kohen gadol. What's the achoto for, right? So that's where we're up to. So we break into the braita right here, and it goes like this. Ula achoto, matamud omar. What do you do with the one about the sister, which is extra? Ah, that comes to tell me that hareisha yaholech lishchot et pischo velamul et bino v'shamar shemet lo meit. So now, should he go back and he's going to lose now his korban pesach and his milah? No. It says lo yitama. So does that mean that now, and he's everything, he could be a nazir, a kohen gadol, and he's on his way to do a big mitzvah, and he's going to bring his korban pesach and so on, and he hears there's a mace mitzvah to bury. So should he bury the mace mitzvah in such conditions? So yoko kishem sheino metame lahem kakeino metame lahem mitzvah? Talmud lomar lachoto, only lachoto he shouldn't be metame. But even if he's going to end up missing his korban pesach and his tzarkoris and his milah and so on, he has to be metame to the mace mitzvah. So now, why don't we say that? I mean, in chokhmah vein tmunah vein etzal v'neged Hashem. I mean, I understand. You're saying there's a mace that needs kvura, okay? But this guy is being over terribly sorry. If let the mace rot. Why should he go now to be mezalzel in his kahuna and his naziris and so on? Well, I mean, isn't it different over there? Shine atam tichtiv ulachoto? I don't understand. It says lachoto. So if it says lachoto, that's coming gufa to tell me that you should, in fact, be mezalzel. So obviously, what are you asking me? No, but now I'm asking you, my friend, isn't it a model? Ligmar, you know, why don't we learn out from this case? Huh? This is Yisr. This is not Mammon. So now we have a model in the Torah that tells us that we should go ahead and be metameh. So then we should do that in all terms, and it's only over here for this particular purpose. So therefore, why should I have to strip off in the public? Says the Gemara, shave the alta ase shiny. The question over here is whether you're actively doing something that's asur, or whether you're passively doing something that is asur. And this, I think we had best wait till tomorrow to get the full impact of the fun of the sugya. We have to understand why the not stripping off the lion is called active and so on.
Not stripping off is shave al tassel.
No.
That's the active.
That's the active.
That's where it was. That's
right. Okay. That's what I said. Let's wait until we.